Today on More to Life, Casa de Chaos. Is stress driving you crazy? We're here to bring the balm of calm. 877-573-7825. All of us want a great and grace-filled marriage, family, personal life. St. John Paul's Theology of the Body gives us a blueprint for making that happen.
More to life.
Happy couples find little ways to say I do every day.
Faithful insights. Effective tools.
Raising godly kids requires more than stopping bad behavior.
That's right. It means finding ways to make our faith the source of the warmth in our homes.
Practical. Theology of the Body-based answers for every part of your life.
God gave us our feelings. We don't have to be afraid of them.
And we just have to make sure that the first thing we do is ask Him how He wants us to deal with them.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, Casa de Chaos. We're talking about stress.
Has that been looking at our house the last few days?
Oh my gosh. So yeah, so
we just want to say we're here. We're live and alive, and we thank you
more
for
less.
Your patience, especially those of you who are putting up with the postponed webinar.
Holy cow. We did the show. We finished the show last Wednesday. Basically went to bed and woke up this morning.
I mean, it's not completely exaggerating. We've never been hit by anything weirder. It's not COVID. It's not the flu. We don't know what it was, but it was nasty.
Something.
But we're recovering, and we're thrilled to be back with you.
That's right. And we're talking about feeling overwhelmed, because we kind of are, at 877-573-7825. No, look, really, you know, having been sick the last week, we weren't able to do any of the things we usually do to kind of get ready for the new week and just feel like, we're ready to go, you know? And so we thought, well, what a good time to talk about those times when we feel stressed or overwhelmed by something. How do we reclaim that calm, find that center? How do we get to that place where we can just let go and allow God to lead us through those stressful things? So we're asking you to call up and share what's stressing you out these days. Is there a personal struggle you've been trying to fix on your own without success? Are you facing a stressful family situation that you aren't sure what to do about, or perhaps worried about a potentially stressful family situation coming up in, about a week and a half or so? Are you maybe in a frustrating relationship with someone and you're not sure what to do about it? Maybe you find yourself reacting emotionally to stressors instead of responding thoughtfully to those challenges, and you're not quite sure how to break that cycle. Look, whatever it is, we want to help you slow down, recenter yourself in God's grace, and respond with confidence. Does that feel better already? 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. Tell us what's stressing you out. Let us help you find those grace-filled solutions you're looking for.
Now, I want to move on with this topic, but we do want to remind everyone that last Wednesday when...
No, last Thursday, actually.
It was supposed to be Thursday. Wednesday, we got sick. Thursday, we were supposed to be doing our Advent, A More Peaceful Family by Christmas webinar with Ave Maria Radio. We were not able to do that.
No, we had to cancel that because of sickness. But we moved it to this coming Wednesday, November 19th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. We're giving you that opportunity to join us if you didn't have a chance to sign up already. If you did, that registration will still work. But if you have not signed up for A More Peaceful Family by Christmas free webinar, we've rescheduled it for this coming Wednesday, November 19th, 7:30 Eastern. Discover how parents and kids can use the grace of the Advent season to create a more loving, connected, caring Catholic family life. We hope to see you there. That's rescheduled for this Wednesday, November 19th, 7:30 p.m. If you did not register yet, there's still time. Go to AveMariaRadio.net, and you'll see the first slide that pops up on the homepage there. Just click on that and register for free. It is absolutely free, and it's going to be a great experience and opportunity for all of us to really learn how we can work together as parents and kids to make room in our hearts and our homes for Christ and a warmer, more loving, caring home this Christmas season.
And grandparents as well, because they are so important to how the Christmas and Advent season play themselves out and create those peaceful memories and that loving connection. So we'll be here for you at that webinar. Again, A More Peaceful Family by Christmas, November 19th. At 7:30 Eastern, just go to AveMariaRadio.net.
Check it out. But we are taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825, and we're talking about stress, whether it's personal stress, relationship stress, family stress, work stress, you name it. We want to help you get to a place where you can feel God's peace in the middle of that stress and know what He's calling you to do about those problems that are stressing you out. 877-573-7825. Of course, every day on More to Life, we take a look at the topic of the day through the lens of St. John Paul's theology of the body. And if you're wondering, well, how could some theology help me deal with stress? I am glad you asked. So St. John Paul, when he was Pope, asked a pretty big question. Basically, he said, look, if we take everything God's given us, scripture, salvation history, creation, all of it, and looked at it, how could we discern some general principles about God's plan for human flourishing and healthy, holy relationships? And his answer to that question became what we call the theology of the body.
And the theology of the body reminds us that even when we're stressed, we need to learn to stay receptive to the Holy Spirit instead of just reacting to our own feelings.
Well, that sounds great, yeah, but and when we're stressed, you know, whether it's just in general or over something specific, what happens is our thinking brain, our cortex, tends to shut down, and the feeling brain, limbic system, takes over. And once that happens, instead of turning to God and discerning His will, we get caught up running around trying to control everything that's upsetting or frustrating us.
We really do. And the more we try to manage everything ourselves, the more reactive we become. That's when we make choices that usually end up making the situation worse, or at least keep us stuck in that stressed out state. The theology of the body invites us to step out of that cycle.
Okay, great idea, but how do we do that? So step one is just remembering to press pause. We need to fight that urge to immediately go do whatever pops into our head.
Step two is to bring it to God. Say something like, Lord, I have a lot of feelings about this. Please help me listen to your voice. Help me respond in a way that brings out the best in me and everyone involved.
So the next step, step three, is intentionally slow everything down, your brain and your body. Give the Holy Spirit a chance to guide you through the steps of your response. How do we do that? Well, speak a little slower. Move a little slower than you want to. Let the Holy Spirit in and bring that emotional temperature down. And so instead of letting yourself be carried along by the chaos and moving through so rapidly and just reacting, you're able to move with grace.
And finally, step four, don't try to solve the entire problem at once. Just identify the next step. Then repeat the process to identify that next step and the next after that until you're through it all.
You know, by doing this, we learn to let God lead us through those stressful situations one step at a time. And, in some ways, even more importantly, allow Him to draw us closer to Him through all those events. Because that's what God wants to do. He wants to lead us through those stressful situations, but even more so, to use all the stuff in our life, the good stuff, the bad stuff, the stressful stuff, to help us become closer to His heart. All right, so there's the plan. Let's talk about how to apply it in your life. The number is 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877 877- 573-7825. We're talking about stress today. What's stressing you out on this Monday morning? Is there a personal struggle you're trying to fix on your own, but you haven't been very successful? A stressful family situation that you're not sure what to do about? Or a potentially stressful family situation that's coming up in about a week and a half on that Thanksgiving holiday? Maybe there's a relationship that you're frustrated about and you're not quite sure how to respond to that person or that situation in that relationship. Maybe you find yourself reacting emotionally to a particular challenge and you're not sure what to do differently. Well, we want to help you slow down, center yourself in God's grace, and respond to whatever you're going through with real confidence. 877-573-7825. Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come to you today, and we bring to you all the things that are stressing us out, the people that we find stressful, the relationships, the circumstances of our work and everyday life. We ask you, Lord, to help us to resist the temptation to just run around trying to fix everything on our own power. And instead, we ask you to help us to center ourselves in your grace, to hear your voice speaking to us through all the noise, to feel your Spirit prompting us. Help us to remain receptive to the movement of your grace, the movement of your Spirit, so that we can resist the temptation to be carried along by the chaos and instead walk with you hand in hand through the trials so that we might find the answers you're giving us and draw closer to you in the process. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father, the Son,
and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, Casa de Chaos. Do you feel like sometimes your heart or your home are all at sixes and sevens? Six, seven. Sorry, I couldn't read this. Anyway, we are here to help you manage the stress. 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. Let us help you handle whatever is stressing you out these days.
Even if it's parenting kids to use that phrase. Let's talk now with, I think it's Detta in Wichita, Kansas. I hope I have that right.
Detta? Hello? Line one?
Hi.
Yeah, go ahead. What's your question?
Yes, my question is, I have a family member that has been struggling with depression, having definitely trouble falling asleep, and I cannot help to feel most of what worry and stress about him. I've been praying for him. I know he's been so depressed to the point that he has told me that he feels like God doesn't hear his prayers no more.
That's so
he's just tired, overwhelmed. He tries to get distracted with two jobs, and I know he's not getting not even 4 hours of sleep every day, and that gets me really worried because I know how important it is to sleep. He does believe in God, but I think he's just been so stressed and just tired overall about feeling depressed and not being able to sleep.
So, Detta, let me ask you a couple questions here, because on the board, you told our screener that your brother struggled with addiction in the past. So let's talk about, A, do you feel like maybe he's falling into addiction again? And B, has he or is he getting any kind of counseling help or support to get through this right now? Or is he just toughing it out because he has to work so much?
I do believe he is still smoking sometimes. And I'm also thinking that it's also, you know, the results of him struggling to sleep. I had offered him, you know, that I'm here to help him. We can look for help together. I had also offered him to go back to his treatment because he was on treatment before. Not rehab, but he had another treatment that he was going, you know, on like a group class and talk to a counselor. But I just tell him that he... Yes, puppy. I just tell him, like, he's just tired. Like, he has told me that he sometimes wants to just run away and scream loud to God and see if he can listen to him, because he just feels like God doesn't hear his prayers.
Well, all right. So this is heartbreaking. I want to thank you for your call, and I want to thank you for being there for your brother. And I'm glad that you're, you know, a presence in his life. You know, the problem is, though, you know, when we can feel in this, we can get into this place where we feel like God isn't hearing us, right? And the challenge, though, is that when we have a lot of things going on, like, well, depression, addiction, when we lean on those things, like you said, your brother's still smoking weed, I'm guessing, and when we lean on those other things, it's harder to hear God, because we're trying to take care of it ourselves. And if he's not continuing to go to the groups, if he's not continuing to participate in some kind of treatment program, he's still flailing around and grasping at things to make himself feel better. He's yelling at God, but he's not able to listen. And that's like, it's like he's, what he's doing with you, Dada, right? He's calling you, and he's complaining to you, and he's in anguish and in pain, and he's pouring his heart out to you, but he's not really listening to anything you're saying, is he? You know, when you suggest that he, you know, gets support, or when you suggest that he gets his life and, you know, together, and he goes to sleep at a regular time or whatever, he's not doing those things. And the same thing's happening with God, right? God is talking to him, but he can't hear him because he's flailing around. And the most important thing...
And I have to say, he can't hear him because he's blocking out the voice of God with substances. He's numbing himself because he doesn't want to feel bad. It's actually making him feel worse, and it's not allowing him to hear God. He's only hearing the pain and the evil one telling him that God doesn't care about him.
You know, when we're in pain, God speaks to us through that pain. I'm not saying that God inflicts that pain, but he speaks to us through the pain, and he's saying, get help. There are people who can help you. Go to the experts. Go to the doctors. Go to the people who can help you. Get the support that you need. Let me guide you through this. And instead, your brother is just drugging some more, or he's behaving in a chaotic way some more. So the most important thing you can do, Dada, in this situation is be clear with him. Listen, I love you, and I'm glad you're calling me, but this is the kind of thing you need to talk to your counselor about. This is the kind of thing you need to talk to your group about. When was the last time you went to group? When was the last time you talked with your counselor? How about getting re-engaged with that person? You don't want to... What happens when he calls you, Dada, is that he just sort of dumps all over you. He feels better for a little while after having dumped on you. And then he gets to go on and keep doing what he's doing.
Because he thinks he did something.
He complained
by telling you about it. He's like, oh, okay, well, I got that out. Somebody knows about this. I, you know, have her praying for me. That's all I can do. No, he can be going to 12-step programs, which do not cost him any money to go to. He can be getting in touch with the group he belonged to again. He can get a real counselor. There are things that he can be doing that will help him. And, you know, you're saying he says he wants to go out into the wilderness and scream at God. What he's saying is he wants to be in a quiet enough space in his own head to hear God. He's already screaming at God all the time in his head. But he intuits that he needs that quiet mind and soul to be able to hear God. And those steps will help him. So one of the things you can do is look up and see, where are the 12-step groups for addiction in his area? And write out those times, write out those locations, give those to him so he doesn't have to do that one step.
And when he says he can't hear God, what I want you to say to him is that God is saying, get help. That is what God is saying to you through your pain, and you don't want to hear that. But I love you as my brother, and I need you to listen to what God is saying. Go get the help that is available, the help that's been there for you in the past and that is there for you now. Dada, thank you so much for the call. If there's more we can do to support you through this, don't hesitate to reach out to us here on the show or CatholicCounselors.com. But I want to thank you for being a part of your brother's life and being willing to be that instrument of grace, calling him to greater healing. 877-573-7825. We're talking about stress today on More to Life. What's stressing you out these days? whether it's a personal struggle, a relationship issue, a family problem, a work stressor, we are here to help you respond gracefully. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up after the break.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
When the need for senior care arises, home is where the heart is. Visiting Angels provides home care for mom or dad up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals, and light housework. You may select your professional caregiver with Visiting Angels. More information at visitingangels.com or at 877-374-LIVE. That's 877-374-LIVE. Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care.
As we approach Thanksgiving, a time to gather with loved ones, we're reminded of our responsibility to safeguard their future. Life's uncertainties can arise without warning, and without a clear legal plan, your wishes may go unfulfilled, leaving your family unprotected. At mycatholicwill.com/Ave, you can create your will at no cost for the privacy of your home. The process is straightforward. Go to mycatholicwill.com/AVE and prioritize your family's peace of mind.
Do you own popular index mutual funds or ETFs? If so, you're automatically owned shares of companies that conflict with your moral beliefs. Ave Maria mutual funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. The experienced professional portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and pro-life values. You can learn more about Ave Maria mutual funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. And today on More to Life, Casa de Chaos, as we talk about stress in our life, our relationships, we want to help you de-stress and find the balm of calm. 877-573-7825. Joining us right now, Jacob Flores Popchak. He is a pastoral counselor with CatholicCounselors.com. He is an expert on practical applications of the theology of the body and a published author and illustrator. Jacob, welcome to More to Life.
I'm glad to be here.
So when you're working with your pastoral counseling clients, you know, sometimes I'm sure they'll tell you, look, I'm so stressed out, I can't even think straight. You know, where do we start?
So I think it's important to kind of understand what the brain is doing when we feel that sort of disconnected from our body, stressed out, can barely think, can barely focus kind of feeling. Because although that's a terrible way to feel, ultimately that's our body trying to do us a favor. See, when we're in fight or flight, when we've kind of gotten to such a stressed out point, in other words, that our nervous system is sensing that we must be under threat, our body will do this thing where it kind of divorces us from our senses. It puts us into kind of a tunnel vision mode, and it decreases our ability to sense things, to touch, to taste, et cetera, and so forth. And this is actually a way that our nervous system is trying to help us, because think of it this way. If you were running away from a saber-toothed tiger, you wouldn't want to feel it when you snagged your ankle on a thorn or stubbed your toe on a log, right? You wouldn't want to feel that because that would slow you down, right? This is why there's that cliche in action movies where it's not until after the fight that our hero looks down and sees that he's been shot. He didn't notice it until then, right? It's because of this thing that our nervous system can do to desensitize us in order to protect us from perceived threat and help us get away faster. But when we're not in an actual survival situation, right, what that translates out to is I'm having a fight with somebody or I'm stressed out about something at work and my whole system overloads to the degree that I can't think, I'm in tunnel vision, and I can't really feel anything, and I, you know, I'm divorced from my senses in that way. So what I recommend, therefore, is to try a couple of small things designed to sort of re-physicalize me, to bring me back into relationship with my senses, which will ultimately have the desired income on calming me down too, because it will send that signal to my nervous system that I must have escaped the threat and I'm totally fine. One skill that I recommend for this is called the 5-4-3-2-1 rule. And it basically says, hey, before you continue on with what you're trying to do, with the problem you're trying to handle, look around the room and identify five things you can see. Just note them down in your head. Identify four things you can touch, right? Identify three things you can hear. Identify two things you can smell. Identify one thing you can taste, right? If you can do that before you continue on, suddenly you'll notice you've brought your emotional temperature down by a couple of points. Another version of this that I often recommend to people is to just take an object and describe as many senses as you can in regards to that object. I'll even do this with clients in session who are perhaps getting stressed out as they recall some painful memory, right? I'll have them pick up any random object that's nearby, and I'll say, what are some of the textures on that object? Right? What does that object look like? What are its colors? What does it smell like if you hold it up to your nose? And they'll laugh. I'll say, you know, lick the object. Tell me what it tastes like, right? And I'll go, ew, you really want me to, you know, lick this pen that I picked up on my desk? Yeah, it's fine. But by the time they're done with that, they'll feel completely re-empowered because their nervous system will be back in check.
It's about getting ourselves back into our bodies so that we can hear what God's saying to us through all of our senses. Jacob, thanks for being with us today. Always a pleasure to talk with you. And if folks would like to learn more about your good work, I encourage them to come on over to CatholicCounselors.com. That's CatholicCounselors.com. We're taking your calls about stress when More to Life continues right after the break.
Maybe you've been hearing a lot about the need to make a spiritual communion while participating from home in a live-streamed or broadcast Mass. Maybe you've even prayed the prayer of spiritual communion. Spiritual communion is a concept that goes all the way back to the 4th century. It flourished in the Eastern Church and gradually moved west. Spiritual communion stresses the transcendence of God, where we unite our desires, intentions, and loves with the holy sacrifice of the Mass and the consecration of the Eucharist at the altar. Jesus, I embrace you and unite myself wholly to you.
What is the meaning of the Hail Mary? There are multiple meanings, explains the Catholic Catechism. When we say Hail Mary or Rejoice Mary, we are repeating the greeting of the angel Gabriel to Mary at the Annunciation. The next phrase, full of grace, the Lord is with you, asserts that Mary is full of grace because the source of grace, the Lord, is with her. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, echoes Elizabeth when she greeted her young cousin who had come to assist her during her delivery of John the Baptist. Holy Mary, Mother of God, means that because Mary gives us Jesus, her Son, the God-man, Mary is the Mother of God and our Mother. The final plea to Mary, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death, acknowledges that we are sinners now, hoping that Mary can welcome us as our Mother at the hour we die and lead us to her Son, Jesus, in paradise. This is Peggy Stanton, and this has been the Order of Malta's Minute with the Catechism.
Strained or broken relationships are a given in most of our lives. Friends fall away, siblings drift apart, children sever ties with their parents, and despite our best efforts, these painful fissures are difficult to mend. Hi, I'm Dr. Ray. If you want to learn how to communicate better with the difficult people in your life and be a more easygoing, more forgiving person, check out my book, How to Get Along with Almost Everybody. Check it out. And all my other books on the store page at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Men in general, and fathers in particular, put a tremendous amount of pressure on ourselves. We know that we're meant to lead our wife and children to God. However, many of us weren't raised in homes where this mission was modeled for us. We intuitively know we don't have the first idea how to become the men God wants us to be or how to lead our families to Christ, and it terrifies us. Unfortunately, we often try to cover our ignorance and the fear of our incompetence by setting ourselves up as angry, part-time bacon deities of our household, commanding obedience from everyone around us. But if we fall prey to this temptation, any rebellion we experience on the part of our kids isn't defiance against us. It's actually obedience to the impulse God has created in every one of His children to resist bowing down to any god but Him. To learn more about commanding healthy authority as a father, check out my book, Be Dadattudes, 8 Ways to Be an Awesome Dad, or visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today on More to Life, Casa de Chaos, as we talk about stress driving us crazy, whether that's a personal stressor that's going on in your life, work stress, family stress, stress about the holidays, or stress in general. We are here to help you de-stress and find ways to respond to those challenges gracefully and calmly.
And if you're the person out there going, I'm too stressed and don't have enough time to call, well, that's God telling you to call right now, because we don't want you to be feeling that stress. We want you to be feeling the peace of the Holy Spirit working through whatever it is you're going through. And we're here to help today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Let's talk about what it takes to help you find the solutions that God has in his heart for you so you can be a little less stressed.
I like that idea. Let's talk now with Esperanza, who's listening to EWTN Radio in San Antonio, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network.
Esperanza, welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Hi, hello. Well, the one that is stressing me out is my husband. The issue is has been going on for quite a bit. We have been married civilly, not through the church yet, waiting to take that step. But right now the issue is that he has been an alcoholic since I met him, but it took me this long to realize that he's not like... It takes sometimes, like, he leaves it for a month and then he comes back. But because he has been doing these addictions, like, when he was young, he was doing drugs. But then he got into the military and he left everything. But he just does, like, smoke and alcohol. So
that's a lot, Esperanza. That's a lot.
His job is very stressful, and I get it. We all go through that because we have 3 children. But yesterday, I took the bravery of, because I have been avoiding confrontation, because during all those 3 years, I just shut myself and don't, like, I fight too much in the beginning, and now I'm just like, I have been praying. I have been, like, getting more close to God. I have been doing fastings. I have been, like, going to church every day. So I'm doing all those prayers. But I need, a way to make him to react. So the issue is he is getting help in his job. But he is not freely to talk about, like, a lot of things, because he's afraid that he's going to get, like, somebody stuck on his record. And he's not going to get, like... the recognition or, like, the next rank that doesn't rank. So what I've been trying to find him, like, some ministries on church, like the Alcoholics Anonymous, they say that we have to go through, like, through his insurance, which that one was a no-no for us. So and then I found
let me stop you here, because the issue is that he, you know, what you're saying is he needs help, but he's not willing to get help from anything that would help. And that's why you feel stressed, right? Because you're trying to figure out, well, if the normal things that help people who are dealing with addictions, he's not open to, what else can I come up with? And the answer is there isn't anything else. You know, if somebody had cancer and they were saying, you know, I have cancer and I want to get better, but I don't want to go to the cancer doctor, what can I do? Nothing, you know, and I understand the concerns, but listen, the thing is, it's all a smokescreen.
Yeah.
You know, an addict will come up with 3 billion reasons why they they shouldn't go to therapy, why they shouldn't go to recovery, why they shouldn't go to their Al-Anon group or their, you know, the Narcanon group. Or,
and I do want to jump in here because you said something that is completely wrong. I don't know if you know it's wrong, and he just told you this was the case. I certainly don't want our other listeners who are struggling to think this is true. Alcoholics Anonymous and all the other groups attached to that for drug addiction, all of them, the 12-step programs, are completely free. Anyone of any age can walk into those meetings and get the help that they need. They do not charge your insurance. They are completely anonymous. So I don't know what you were dealing with there, but that should not be a barrier for your husband at all.
Obviously.
Or for you to go and get the support you need to help him, because it's completely free and completely anonymous.
Yeah, so the groups like AA are all free, and groups like Al-Anon for family members
right.
of an addict are also free. Now, there are therapy groups that are not free that would need to go through insurance, but even there, you know, again, that's just something he's going to have to do because he's never going to get better unless he's getting the actual help that he needs. And I understand why that's a concern. But that is what needs to happen for him to heal. And if he doesn't do those steps, you know, you told our screener that you were worried that he might get fired. Well, that's what's going to happen. There's no easy way through this. He's going to have to admit that he has a problem with drugs and alcohol, and he's going to have to get professional help through that. And he's going to have to use his insurance to deal with that, as well as going to the actual groups where he can get a sponsor and deal. And this is a hard thing to hear. And it's scary to go through this, but nothing else is going to go on in your life until he addresses this. I want to say, too, you know, you talked about how you're civilly married, but not married in the church yet. You won't be able to get married in the church as long as he's dealing with this, because he doesn't have the ability to have full consent, and neither do you. You're as long as he has this problem, that is the number one thing in his life. He will always love drugs and alcohol more than he loves you and the kids, more than he loves God.
More than he loves himself, than he loves anything.
And he won't be able to promise to commit to the kind of marriage that God is calling you guys to. I would suggest to you, especially since you are a faithful Catholic who is basically living, and I don't want to complicate your situation further, but you're not in a real marriage. And what you're doing is you're living in sin. And what I mean by that, when somebody says, you know, they're committing a sin, what that means is you're missing the mark, that God has more for you, right? God wants you to be in a marriage with a healthy, godly man who is capable of loving you freely and totally and faithfully and fruitfully, and you're settling for less, both of you are. And so my strong suggestion to you is to say to your husband, I love you, but I can't be with you intimately until we get our lives straight, that you're going to drug and alcohol treatment, that we're going through the process of having our marriage convalidated, that I'm seeing you be the kind of healthy man that can commit to the kind of marriage that God is calling us to. And until then, I can't be with you because I'm not willing to settle for a lesser love than God wants to give us both. And that's going to be really scary and take a lot of courage on your part. But you said yourself that as you're drawing closer to God, as you're drawing closer to your faith, you're getting that courage to stand up to him. And I want you to really stand up for his health, for the health of your children, and for the health of your souls by really standing for what God is calling you to instead of continuing to accept so much less than God wants to give you. If there's more that we can do to support you in that, don't hesitate to reach out to us. But I want you to start going to Al-Anon meetings in your area, which will just help support you in knowing how to set better boundaries with your husband. I'd encourage you to let him know that he needs to be getting that help, whatever it takes and whatever the cost is, because nothing is going to improve in your life, and it's only going to get worse until he's willing to accept that professional help. Thank you so much for the call. 877-573-7825. Today's show, Casa de Chaos. We're talking about stress driving us crazy. If you feel like you've got personal stressors, relationship stressors, family stressors, either present or coming up because of the holidays, If you've got other stressors that are weighing you down from work or life, we are here to help you find ways to respond to those stressors gracefully and effectively. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825. As we head out to our break, it's time for our scripture of the day, which comes to us from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and He will make straight your paths.
And this is a really hard thing to do, right? But it's exactly what we're talking about. You know, it's not just that we say, oh, well, you know, God's going to work it out. You know, it's that we bring the situation to God one step at a time, and we say, all right, Lord, you know, like we were saying in our opening reflection, I got a lot of feelings about this, and I don't know what to do. Help me to identify the next step and show me what to do about it. And then you bring the next step to the Lord. Okay, Lord, show me what to do about this. And we walk through it step by step by step so that God can show us how He wants us to respond to each part of the problem and draw us closer to Him while we do that.
And I think it's so important to look at this entire scripture and see that God will make straight your paths. But just as you're saying, Greg, then you have to take the steps. You have to walk the path with God and let Him direct your path, but you have to hold on to His hand and take that path. Too many of us, and I will speak to personally, having fallen into this many times in my life, when we're really stressed, we just want to curl into an emotional ball, sometimes a physical ball, just lay in bed and be in a fetal position and just not want to deal with it. But when we call out to God and we ask Him to be there with us, and we try to trust Him with all our hearts, He will meet us in that. But as He's showing us the path, we have to hold His hand and walk those steps bit by bit. And that's how we get through those really stressful situations.
Again, we want to help you get through those really stressful situations right now at 877-573-7825. Today's show, Casa de Chaos, as we talk about the stress in our life, in our home, in our relationships, at work. We want to help you manage all that stress gracefully. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls coming up right after the break.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Do you feel as though life is flying past you? Are you desperate for a way to find moments of peace and quiet? Lord, teach me to pray. The free Ignatian Prayer Series will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, Teach Me to Pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com, click on the red box, order the Lord Teach Me to Pray series now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Hello, Steve Ray here from Footprints of God Pilgrimages. The land of our Lord and our Lady is calling us. We're heading back to the Holy Land over Christmas break this year. We have the best, most reliable guides and services awaiting us. The holy sites are open, and the local Christians are anxious to see us. Galilee, Jerusalem, Nazareth, Bethlehem. No crowds, no lines. Hope you can join us.
Find the Ave Maria Radio travel tab at avemariaradio.net.
He was a pope, a saint, and a doctor of the church.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
Pope St. Gregory I the Great is one of only four popes honored as the Great. Among his many achievements was sending missionaries across Northern Europe, especially St. Augustine of Canterbury, who brought Christ to the people of England. In a pun, Pope Gregory called the English people angels. He died in 604.
For more about the Doctors of the Church, visit doctorsofthechurch.com.
You like pizza? Me too. And for that, we can thank our friend, Tom Monahan. First, he starts with $900 and opens one pizza shop. Then it's worldwide, thousands of shops. But all this was just a warm-up for his greatest achievement yet. He built a university.
God inspired Tom to build up generations of men and women who have a hunger to reach the world for Christ. This place is Ave Maria University.
Visit avemaria.edu to see what's next.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today's show is titled Casa de Chaos, as we talk about stress in our life, in our relationship, in our work. All the stuff that's stressing us out, how do we respond to it gracefully? Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. Before we take our next call, I want to send out congratulations to another EWTN radio partner, KDME, serving Fort Madison and West Point, Iowa, celebrating 22 years with us this week. Congratulations to Michael Panther, Joe Fites, and their great team at Divine Mercy Educational Radio Association from all of us here at EWTN. Congratulations, guys. Keep up the great work for the kingdom. And wherever you're listening to EWTN Radio, make sure you are supporting your local EWTN Catholic radio station with your prayers and your dollars, too. Let's keep EWTN going strong for decades to come so we can keep supporting you and your loved ones in living a more joyful, faithful, and abundant life. With that, who's up next, Lisa?
Let's talk now with Sylvia, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Sylvia, welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Just wanted to understand how you recognize God's voice. What's he telling you? And you said earlier to recognize him in the pain, like what he's guiding you to do. How do you slow down to recognize him, that it's him?
And when you talk about pain, what can you tell us a little bit about your situation? What are you going through right now?
Just a lot of lack of faith or lacking the faith to know that he has a plan. I've been in a number of relationships. I'm looking to have one that I can walk with him, and someone that I can be close to in his with him, not for something.
Okay.
That's a beautiful desire and a really genuinely good one. And the fact that you have that desire, Sylvia, you know, if God wasn't working in you, you wouldn't have that desire. You'd just be like, I just want to be with whoever makes me feel good. I just need somebody to fill whatever void that is. The fact that you have a genuine desire, even though some of that desire was born of the pain of relationships that harmed you in some way, that didn't work for you in some way, God is leading you to that desire, and he wants to fulfill any good and beautiful desire that he puts in your heart. So if you have a desire to share your heart and your life with someone who loves God and loves you, then that is something that God has put there and wants to fulfill. Now, one of the things he wants you to do in that is to grow in your relationship with him, God himself, and to lean into your faith so that you can also be that woman that the man out there who would fulfill that desire is praying for and wants his woman to be.
So the answer to your broad question and is, you know, how do we hear God in the pain? We hear God in the pain by thinking and praying, what would help me respond to this pain well? What would help me to relieve the pain? What would help me to respond to the pain? How can I grow through the pain? What would it take to do that? That's what God is calling me to. So your first question, how do I know that God has a plan? Well, how do you find out if God has a plan? Well, you commit to your spiritual disciplines. You stick with the sacraments. You keep praying every day and saying, God, teach me your plan. Show me what to do. Show me the next step. Don't just pray about the big answer, God, give me that relationship. But say, Lord, teach me today what I need to do to be receptive to the next step to finding that person you have for me. Show me what I need to do in this moment. right? So you're praying and you're keeping up your spiritual disciplines, because we can't figure out what God's plan is if we just throw up our hands and say, I'm tired, I'm done, I can't take it anymore. And we've all been there. We've all been there where we just say, I've asked God, I've prayed about this 1,000 times, I'm not getting anything, I'm just going to be done. Don't give in to that, because the only way we find out what God's plan is we keep bringing it back to him and saying, show me how to hear you, Lord. If you're not able to hear him, keep asking. You know, bringing that heart to him and saying, show me now, not just the big answer, but the little things I need to do right now. The second thing, you know, to your question about a relationship, well, what do you need to do to respond to that pain? Are there certain wounds that you need to heal in yourself that would allow you to have a healthier relationship? Do you need to go get some professional counseling to heal some of those wounds so that you could be ready to receive the relationship that God wants to give you? Because we can pray and pray and pray, but if we're not healthy enough to receive that gift, then we end up continuing to get the same thing we always got, right? It's a lot like when we pray, we fill up our gas tank. Right? But if I've got 4 flat tires, I'm still not driving down the road. So you have to look at both of those pieces of it. How do I respond to this pain? I respond by continuing to go to God, asking him to point out what he needs to heal in me in order to receive the blessing that I feel on my heart that he wants to give me, and then go do the work that he needs me to do so that I can receive that gift. And that's how I respond to the pain. That's how I hear God speaking to me through that pain. It's not just I just sit there and kind of wallow in the pain. It's how do I respond to this, right? And we hear God speaking to us in that sense of how do I respond to this in a way that brings out the best in me, that enables me to grow and become a healthier, holier, stronger, more virtuous, confident person through this whole thing. How do I use this to become more of the person he wants me to be so that I can receive what he wants to give me? And that's how we hear his voice through all of these things. And it's not always, you know, it's not as simple as that. I understand that. It's a process and it's very painful. But God is working through us in that and bringing healing out of it. And we can be confident. And I want to go back to what Lisa started with, which because it was brilliant and it's really it deserves to be underscored. That the fact that you have it, that you or any other listener, the fact that you have that sense, right, that it's not just that you want some relationship, but that I want a relationship with a man of God who would walk with me in the Lord, and it wouldn't be a fight, it would be something that we were really partners in helping each other grow closer to Christ. That comes from God.
Yeah, it can't come from anywhere else. Truly, if it was just you, you would just be, say, coming up with a whole list of, I want him to be handsome, I want him to have money, I want him to be funny.
Or I just don't want to be lonely.
Right.
You know, I just want
but
to be able to put up with
it. But it would not be this longing for a godly man who you could share and grow in your faith with.
So know that that's coming from God, but keep bringing that desire back to God and saying, Lord, what do I need to do to heal and to grow and to change so that I can be ready to receive that gift, so that I can stop accepting less than you want to give me? What needs to heal and change in me so that I can be ready for that? Show me. And it's every day you're bringing that to him, and you're going to feel like, but I've brought this to him 3,000 times already and nothing. Bring it to him again and ask him today, what do I need to do, right? Because so often we just pray about the big thing. Lord, give me the relationship. Give me the relationship. Solve me the problem. You help me figure out what to do. And that's fine. But the more important thing is, show me what to do about the problem today. You know, what's that little thing I need to do today? Do I need to call that counselor today? Do I need to spend more time reflecting on this thing that I already know I need to fix about myself? Do I need to, you know, reach out to this person? Whatever. There's something that God wants you to do every day to work toward the goal, as well as pray about the ultimate goal. And we forget to do that. We tend to just pray about the outcome and not pray about the process that God wants us to walk on the way to that outcome. So that's how we hear God through the pain. How do I respond to this pain in a way that would help me be that whole, healed, healthy, holy person that God's calling me to be? And when we ask, when we pray about that question, that's how we hear what God's saying to us through the pain. It's not that the pain is the message itself. It's how he's asking us to respond to that pain, where we hear his voice and where we're able to glorify him in our response. Sylvia, it's a beautiful question. And I thank you so much for calling. If you are looking for ways to heal some of those wounds or hear his voice more clearly, I'd really encourage you to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com. We'd love to walk with you further through this. I do believe the suggestions we've given you on the call will get you started. But if you'd like more personal support, we're here for you. And we're here for you, listeners, as well. If you are struggling with a stressful situation that you're not quite sure what God wants you to do about or how to get the strength to do it, we are here to support you at CatholicCounselors.com. Where you can hook up, we can hook you up with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to help you transform your marriage, family, and personal life in the light of God's grace. Again, that's CatholicCounselors.com. Check it out. Thank you so much for being with us today and tuning in. Until next time, remember that with God's grace, there is so much more to life. Have a blessed day.
More to Life is a co-production of CatholicCounselors.com, Ave Maria Radio, and EWTN Radio, and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. For copies and downloads of this program, and for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.